presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, Flash Gordon, the invisible avenging shadow, jumped from the palace window and escaped. Azura the Witch Queen ordered him shot the next time his voice was heard. Back at the herdsman's cottage, Zarkov persuaded Dale that it was useless to follow Flash into the enemy territory, and the two settled down to wait for his return. At the palace, the wizard Tall hit upon the brilliant idea of cutting off Flash's supply of magic invisibility, thus forcing him to appear again. Then he set out at the head of a company of soldiers to locate and capture Zarkov. While this was going on, Flash discovered the cell in which they had placed Khan, the Hawkman. Still invisible, Flash snatched a flame rifle from an unsuspecting guard, and with it melted the lock on the cell door and freed his friend Khan. Just as they were about to make their escape, Khan saw Flash Gordon's hands appearing. At that moment, the Witch Queen Azura arrived with a company of soldiers. While Khan held them off with the flame rifle, Flash seized Azura and dragged her struggling and screaming down the corridor. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The big full-page Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story.
At last, Azura, I have you in my power.
Let go of me, Flash Gordon. How dare you lay hands on me in this manner?
You've caused me all the trouble you're going to, Azura. Come along. Down this way.
Let me go. Stop. Where are you taking me?
I'm going to take you where Zarkov and Dale are out in the hiding.
Oh.
Then maybe I can handle Tall and those soldiers of yours. With you out of the way, they may listen to reason.
My soldiers will fight to the last man to save me and the Blue Magic Land.
We'll have a good chance to see how true that is. Come along.
No.
We've no time to lose.
Don't. Dare take me up in your arms. You.
And only a little while ago you were begging me to.
But then I thought you loved me.
Well, don't flatter yourself. This doesn't mean anything to me. I'm only trying to get us away quicker. Have they seen us?
They've seen me, you mean. And I must look funny, hanging on to nothing, apparently suspended in midair. Put me down this minute.
Not until we get out of here.
Please, Flash, darling.
I'm warning you, Azura, that doesn't have any effect on me.
Oh, if I could see your face, I'd slap
you. The soldiers are in hot pursuit. If I didn't have you, I'd be able to escape them quicker.
Good, then why don't you let me go and escape?
I've risked everything just for this moment, having you my prisoner. I won't let you go now.
Do not be a fool, Flash Gordon. My men will catch up to it. They will free me, and they will kill you.
Oh, no, they won't. They won't be able to see me.
That is no longer true. Your hands are plainly visible.
My hands?
No matter which way you run now, my men can trace you.
I'd forgotten about my hands.
Let me down, Flash, while you still have a chance to escape.
I can only find a place to hide.
You won't be able to around here.
Then we'll drop off this wall. Steady. Here we go.
Oh!
Ah, we made it. We're outside the palace grounds. With their guns and equipment, it'll take those soldiers a few seconds longer than it took us to get to the ground. That's all the start I need.
Where are you heading?
Toward those hills yonder. I can lose the soldiers once we get among the hills.
No. No, you must not go that way.
I see an iron door over there.
No.
Look, a way out for us. Here we are. Come on, Azura. Through this iron door.
No, Flash. No. See the sign? It says death to all who enter here.
I could put up another one just now reading death to all who do not enter here. Those soldiers will be right along. In you go. Quickly, Azura.
No, no, Flash. This is the pit of peril.
I don't care what it is. Get through that door.
Back in the forest, Dr. Zarkov and Dale continue to pile up a supply of firewood.
Watch out, Dale. Here she goes.
My, what a big crash that was.
It is a pretty big fellow.
Aren't you tired, Dr. Zarkov? I should think you would be. I'm tired just picking up the branches and chips.
I am sorry, Dale. I should have been more considerate. Myself, I am a strong man. But you are a girl and used to hard work. We can rest a while.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Zarkov. What are you doing to the invisible rain machine?
Hiding it in the branches of this tree I have just cut down. I think it better be kept out of sight.
Why don't you put it in the cottage?
Somebody would be sure to look in there, Dale. But they would not bother with a big tree lying on its side.
Well, you're a very clever man, Dr. Zarkov.
Not clever, just cautious.
Suppose somebody should come around. Where would you hide us?
There is a little loft up over the door. If we should see any of Azura's searching party coming, or should we be taken by surprise, climb up in there. The cottage is so bare, they would never bother to search it carefully.
The loft above the door. I'll remember that.
Now, I will put this machine among the branches and camouflage it. An old war trick.
Dr. Zarko, I know you think I'm being silly, but I can't help worrying about Flash. Why doesn't he come back?
I must at all times tell the truth, Dale. I do not know.
Oh.
Although I have not said anything, I too have been wondering why he has not returned by now.
There is only one answer. Flash has been captured.
Well, either that or else he has been besieged someplace and cannot get to us.
Then we must go to him.
I have considered that, Dale. But if we leave here and Flash manages to return, how will we get together? He will not know where we have gone.
We can leave him a note.
No. Flash will probably want another electrical treatment.
Oh, I never thought of that.
There must be someone here to give it to him.
I can give it to him. Dr. Zarkov, you go and see what's happened to Flash. I'll stay here in case he returns.
Are you sure that
I can give him the electrical charge?
Yes.
Of course I can. Just tell me the reading of the dial. I've seen you do it twice now.
You will not be afraid here alone?
What is there to be afraid of? There's plenty of wood for a fire, and I won't leave the cottage while you're gone.
Very well. If you're sure
I'm very sure. Oh, please go and see what's happened to Flash.
I will. The reading of the dial is 1,250.
1,250. I'll remember.
Here, you take my ray pistol. I will take the axe with me.
All right.
I saw a horse wandering on a hill over there the other day. I will catch it and ride to the palace. Remember, stay close to the cottage.
I will. Good luck, Dr. Zarkov. And tell Flash I love him.
I will. Goodbye, Dale.
Goodbye.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Meanwhile, back at the palace, Khan vanquishes the soldiers with his flame rifle.
We surrender!
So you realize what you're up against, do you? Good. Throw down those guns. From now on, you'll take your orders from me. You understand?
We understand, yes, Captain.
Now then, where is General Tal? I want to talk to him.
Tal is not here. He's away.
Away, is he? Where?
Searching for the scientist and the girl.
For Zarkov and Princess Dale, eh? Well, he's going to have a long search. When he comes back, empty-handed, tell him I want to see him.
Yes, Captain.
Woe unto us. Woe unto the land of blue magic men.
Who's that?
Latsup, Captain.
What's the matter, Latsup?
The Queen. Queen Azura. Woe unto us.
Well, speak. What has happened to her?
The Shadow.
The Shadow got her?
Yes.
Good.
And he dragged her into the pit of peril.
The pit of peril?
Yes. We pursued the Queen and the Shadow to the door which says, Death to all who enter here. The two went through the door. It clanged shut in our faces.
What lies behind that door, Latsup?
It is the pit of the Death Dwarf. The Queen is lost, and the Shadow will be killed too.
I hope not. Listen, soldiers. Until it is proved otherwise, I am in charge here. I rule in the name of King Flash the First. Do you understand?
Yes.
Flash Gordon is a mighty man. He does not fear death. Nor does death overtake him, as you have found out. So I shall not give up hope, as you have. While there is life, there is hope for Flash Gordon. Take me to this iron door.
While this is happening, Dale Arden bravely watches for the return of her sweetheart. As she stands looking over the horizon, she sees a troop of Azura's soldiers riding into the valley. Straight toward the cottage. Remembering Zarkov's instructions, Dale goes into the cottage and climbs up to the loft over the door and shuts the door after her. Into the clearing in which the cottage stands, the horses gallop, and at a signal from their leader, General Tal, they dismount.
Out! Men, we haven't seen any traces of that earth wizard yet. But he must be around somewhere. This place looks as though it had been recently occupied. Search it.
General, this wood has been freshly cut, General Tal. This big tree has been freshly chopped down, General.
Then this must be in the hiding place of the Earth Wizard. Search the grounds. I'll look in the cottage. There is no one in here, and the place is barely furnished. They must have seen us coming and cleared out.
No signs of anyone around, General. But there is every indication of a hasty departure.
Then he can't be far off. After him, men. And to make sure he doesn't come back here, we'll burn this cottage to the ground. You, give me that torch.
Yes.
I'll see that it's done myself.
Meanwhile, Flash and Azura are making their way through the pit of peril.
Let us go back, Flash. Do not go any further.
Nothing's happened to us so far, Azura. Why are you so frightened?
I drove the warrior dwarfs down into these tunnels and pits. I execute prisoners by throwing them to the dwarfs.
Well, aren't you their queen? They won't hurt you.
They hate me. I'm the cause of their banishment. They'd have vengeance if they ever caught me.
Well, they haven't caught you yet. Come along.
Oh, Flash.
What is it?
I can see your head now. You are becoming visible again.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My remaining invisible is our best bet.
Oh, Flash, take me back. I'm not appealing to you as a queen. I am asking you as a woman who is frightened for her life. Take me back to my own people. I will do anything you say. Anything.
Oh, no, Azura. I know your trick. You turned me over to Tall and his torturers.
No, I swear I will see that you are not harmed. I will make you king. I will obey you forever. I will grant your every desire, fulfill your every wish. Oh, Flash, on my bended knees, I beg of you, take me out of here. Take me back.
Listen. Too late, Azura. Here come the dwarves. Go and meet them.
They will capture me.
Let them.
Flash, you're not going to let them capture me. They will kill me.
No, they won't. I shall be near you.
Next Sunday, you will find these adventures graphically portrayed in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, which is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Meet all the characters face-to-face, and thus gain the added thrill of knowing them by sight as well as by voice. These remarkable people should be seen as well as heard. Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov are from the Earth, but Azura, Tal, Khan, and many other characters are from the planet Mongo, where our story takes place. You will also see many old favorite characters, including Toots and Casper, Barney Google, and the Katzenjammer Kid. So be sure to get the Comic Weekly each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And next week at this same time, we'll be back on this station with another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.